When Russ and I moved to Duluth in 1981, I didn't know anyone in the birding community here. I was pregnant with our first baby and had just left a teaching job and students that I loved. I'd been an active member of Madison Audubon, providing regular beginning birding classes, and I also wrote regular feature stories about birds and birding for the morning newspaper, the Wisconsin State Journal. But neither of those niches were available in Duluth. The newspaper wasn't at all interested in me, and the idea of providing free birding walks for beginners and the general public was rejected out of hand by Duluth Audubon because someone else was providing birding field trips for a small fee, and no one wanted me to compete with him. I'd pretty much set my life goal as being an advocate for the love, understanding, and protection of birds, but suddenly I didn't know how to do that anymore. I quickly became editor of Duluth Audubon's newsletter and then president of Duluth Audubon, two jobs no one else wanted, even though both required a level of administrative skills I am utterly lacking in. The Duluth birding community was fairly insular, and my shyness didn't make it any easier for me to break in. And no matter what I did, I felt like I was stepping on someone's toes. But one woman in the birding community was outgoing and extremely friendly from the very start. Not only did Connie Sundquist help me adjust and make me feel valued, she cheered me on as I developed my own niche so I wouldn't be competing with anyone else. Connie was a bird bander and had become the one person in town who knew how to rehab birds. She never had state or federal licenses for that, yet it was people in the DNR and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service who most often referred people with injured birds to her. When I started doing my radio show, suddenly people would think of my name when confronted with a hurt or orphaned bird. Connie took them from me at first, but not only encouraged me to learn how to take care of them myself, but talked me through all the challenges. She had endless compassion for birds, well, except for her neighborhood crows, and was the most generous person I've ever known in her willingness to share every bit of her own knowledge, never seeing anyone else as a competitor, but as a teammate. I called Connie a lot, not only for advice about hurt birds, but also just to talk. I've never known anyone so relentlessly cheerful and upbeat, even as she faced widowhood, losing her son, and serious health setbacks of her own, including the loss of much of her eyesight. Her laughter was infectious and unfailingly filled with a chickadee's joie de vivre. When I took my job at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, Connie sent me several letters. Opening them was just like talking to her in person, her handwriting as large and ebullient as her laugh. She was like a one-person cheering squad. I simply and absolutely would never have become a licensed bird rehabber without her encouragement and help. Over time, as I've become busier, it's become harder to keep up with many of my friends. I'd occasionally read a letter to the editor by Connie and think, I need to call her up. In March, the Duluth News Tribune ran a story about a bear hanging out in her neighborhood, sometimes going under her porch, so she hit it with a broom. At 88, Connie was still never afraid for herself, but as always, thinking about others. She was quoted saying, I worry because 5 days a week I have Meals on Wheels delivered, and they're all senior citizens, both ladies and gentlemen. What if the bear stood up and scared the liver out of them? Reading that was solid evidence that Connie was still herself and all was right with the world. I thought to myself how I need to call her up, but I had a hectic spring, out of town a lot. It could wait until things settled down in June. I left for two speaking engagements in May on May 30th. On May 31st, Connie died. At home, just as she would have wanted. My flight home didn't leave until afternoon on June 9th, the day of her memorial, so I missed even that. To the very end, Connie was a far greater friend to me than I was to her. how I will miss her, and the reassuring feeling that while Connie Sundquist was here, the planet was a bright and jolly place. I'm filled with sorrow that I never gave her anything close to the riches she gave me. If you could do a family tree and individual life history for every chickadee in Duluth, I bet most of them have somewhere in their ancestry a bird that was saved by Connie or by someone like me who was only able to help it thanks to Connie. I love thinking about that because, like her beloved chickadees, Connie loved and accepted everyone who wasn't out to harm little birds. And like chickadees, Connie withstood the worst that life could throw at her without becoming jaded or sour. When I hear my neighborhood chickadees warning about a cat or hawk, I'll think of Connie Sundquist yelling at crows and swatting at bears, even as she was ever cheerful and laughing, a chickadee to the very end. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.